So the first few days that we were living in Coronado, we lived in my room. And then I rented an apartment down at 2nd and D. They had remodeled a bathroom. They had remodeled a garage and had a nice little apartment there for us. You have to remember back then, it was right after the war, and lots of people were here, and all the apartments were filled up. Navy, military, I should say. So I don't know how long we lived in that place, but Arthur Sale, who was the choir director for the Presbyterian Church, came to me one day and told me that he had a little house, a little cottage on the back of his property, and wanted to know if I would remodel it for him. So here goes my big mouth again. I said, well, the only way that I could remodel it would be to move in it, because I was still working 5 days a week. Oh, listen. And going to school 2 nights a week. So we moved in there, and the first thing I did was build a big room, maybe a 16 by 16 or something like that, and lined it in with cedar, and I put sheetrock on the ceiling and taped it, and even think of the name, the word that I want, the texture. I put the texture on the ceiling, and it looked pretty good, but after we got it all finished and we were living in it, or living, using that room for living, you could turn off all the lights but one over in the corner, and the shadows, and you could pick out every joint that I had taped. If what a mess I had made out of that. I put too much mud underneath the tape. And it looked all right without the shadows looking across there. And then the next thing I was to do was to remodel the bedrooms. The bedroom that Beverly and I were sleeping in was only about 8 feet wide. Just, and when you put a double bed in there, it was just barely room enough to walk down the side of it and get in the bed.